McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman. As the U.S. vice president visits Ankara, Turkey sends tanks and jets into Syria. Turkish tanks, backed by fighter jets and special forces, rolled into Syria Wednesday in an unprecedented operation to drive Islamic State jihadists out of a key Syrian border town. The air and ground offensive also involving Syrian fighters, the most ambitious launch by Ankara in the Syria conflict, is aimed at clearing jihadists from the town of Jarabulus, directly opposite Turkey. But President Recep Tayyip Erdogan emphasized the operation was also targeting Kurdish militia fighters strongly opposed by Ankara but backed by the U.S. as a key ally against IS, who had also been closing in on Jarabulus. The Turkish Prime Minister's office said the operation, named Euphrates Shield, began around 4 a.m. with Turkish artillery pounding dozens of IS targets around the city. Turkish F-16 fighter jets, backed by U.S.-led coalition warplanes, also hit targets inside Syria. The Turkish move into Syria comes as U.S. Vice President Joe Biden is in Turkey for a visit that comes at a tense time in the two countries' relationship. His agenda includes meetings with Prime Minister Binali Yildirim and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Biden is President Barack Obama's highest-ranking and closest surrogate, often representing the White House in difficult diplomatic situations. Many Turks say they're angry about what they see as a lack of solidarity from the West after an attempted coup last month, which left at least 240 people dead and included the bombing of the Turkish parliament. This is VOA News. A strong earthquake